Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Topi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhani. Topi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhani. Jasur Nandana Braja Janarandana Jasur Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Topi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhani Jasura Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Bhri Brajagachara Jastu Tarasati Shishi Mari Sivakshanda Swami Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Pravishna Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Bhri Brajagachara Jastu Tarasati Shishi Mari Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Premshika Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Raha Kundagiri Hovadan Ki Shivindavan Dham Ki Mayapurnavdip Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Nu Raman Riti Dham Ki. All glories to the awesome devotees, all glories to the devotees, all glories to the devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Ganga. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13, 54. Satya Ganantananda. Satya Gana Anantananda Matraika Rasamurtaya Matraika Rasamurtaya Ashprishta Bhuri Mahatmya Appihi Upanishadrisham Apihi Upanishadrisham Satya Gyananantananda Matraika Rasamurtaya Ashprishta Bhuri Mahatmya api upanishadrasham. Bolo. Jagyanananantananda. Satyajnanantananda Traika Rasamurtaya Aspriska Bhuri Ananda Raika Rasamurtaya Ashprishta Bore Mahatmya Api Upanishad Visham Satya Eternal Jnana Having full knowledge Ananta Unlimited Ananda,
Ananda,
fully blissful, Matra, only, Ekarasa, always existing, Murtaya, forms, Ashprishtaburi Mahatmya, whose great glory is not touched, Api, even, he, because, Upanishadrasham, by those jnanis who are engaged in studying the Upanishads. Translation, the Vishnu Murtis all had eternal unlimited forms, full of knowledge and bliss and existing beyond the influence of time. Their great glory was not even to be touched by the jnanis engaged in studying the Upanishads. Purport. Mere Shastra Gyan or knowledge of the Vedas does not help anyone understand the personality of Godhead. Only one who is favored or shown mercy by the Lord can understand him. This is also explained in the Upanishads. Nayam Atma Pravachaneno Labhyo Namedhasa Nabahuna Shutena Yamavaisha Vinute Tena Labhyastasyaisha Atma Vinute Tanungsvam. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, or even by much learning, much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. One description given of Brahman is Satyam Brahma Ananda Rupam. Brahman is absolute truth and complete Ananda or bliss. The forms of Vishnu, the Supreme Brahman, were one, but they were manifested differently. The followers of the Upanishads, however, cannot understand the varieties manifested by Brahman. This proves that Brahman and Paramatma can actually be understood only through devotion. as confirmed by the Lord Himself in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaktaham Ekaya Karahya, 11.14.21. To establish that Brahman indeed has transcendental form, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives various quotations from Shastras. In Shvetashvatara Upanishad, the Supreme is described as Adityabharanam Tamasa Parastat. He whose self-manifest form is luminous like the sun and transcendental to the darkness of ignorance. Anandamatram Ajaram Puranam Ekam Santam Bahuda Drishyamanam. The Supreme is blissful with no tinge of unhappiness. Although he is the oldest, he never ages. Although one, he is experienced in different forms. Sarve nitya shashvatas chadehas tasya paratmana. All the forms of that Supreme Person are eternal. Mahavaraha Purana. The Supreme Person has a form with hands and legs and other personal features, but his hands and legs are not material. Bhaktas know that the form of Krishna or Brahman is not at all material. Rather, Brahman has a transcendental form, and when one is absorbed in it, being fully developed in bhakti, one can understand him. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena. The Mayavadis, however, cannot understand this transcendental form, for they think that it is material. Transcendental forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his person are so great that the impersonal followers of the Upanishads cannot reach the platform of knowledge to understand them. Particularly, the transcendental forms of the Lord are beyond the reach of the impersonalists, who can only understand through the studies of the Upanishads that the Absolute Truth is not matter, and that the Absolute Truth is not materially restricted by limited potency. Yet although Krishna cannot be seen through the Upanishads, in some places it is said that Krishna can in fact be known in this way. Upanishadam Purusham, he is known by Upanishads. This means that when one is purified by Vedic knowledge, one is then allowed to enter into the devotional understanding, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Tachadadana munayo genavairagya yuktaya pasyantyatmani chatmanam bhaktya shruta grahitaya. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. 1.2.12. The word shruta grahitaya refers to Vedanta knowledge, not sentimentality. Shruta Grahita is sound knowledge. Lord Vishnu, Brahma thus realized, is the reservoir of all truth, knowledge, and bliss. He is the combination of these three transcendental features. He is the object of worship for the followers of the Upanishads. Brahma realized that all the different forms of cows, boys, and calves transformed into Vishnu forms were not transformed by mysticism of the type that a yogi or demigod can display by specific powers invested in him. The cows heat is not fire. The manifestation of the Vishnu forms of the boys, cows, and calves was not like the heat, but rather like the fire. They were all actually Vishnu. Factually, the qualification of Vishnu is full truth, full knowledge, and full bliss. Another example may be given with material objects, which may be reflected in many, many forms. For example, the sun is reflected in many water pots, but the reflections of the sun in many pots are not actually the sun. There is no actual heat and light from the sun in the pot, although it appears as the sun. But each and every one of the forms Krishna assumed was fully Vishnu. We should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam daily as much as possible, and then everything will be clarified, for Bhagavatam is the essence of all of Vedic literature. Nigama kalpataro ugalitam palam. It was written by Vyasadeva Mahamunikrite when he was self-realized. Thus, the more we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. Each and every verse is transcendental. Om Agyana Timanandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshya Maritam Dina Tasmani Shigirvay Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. satya jnana nantananda matraikara samurtaya ashprishtaburi mahatmya apiyupanishadasham. The Vishnumurtis all had eternal unlimited forms, full of knowledge and bliss, and existing beyond the influence of time. Their great glory was not even to be touched by the jnanis engaged in studying Upanishads. When this book came out, I scribbled this verse down, and I don't know when that came out, some time ago. And because some verses, they kind of they jump out on your consciousness. This is like one of those verses. I mean, just see all the words in this verse: Satya Jnana, Ananta, Ananda, Ekaras. And Upanishad Dusham. There's a similar idea expressed also previously that Trayocho Upanishad Bhishcha Sankhya Yogascha Satvatai. When Mother Yasoda, when she saw the universal form in Krishna, then this verse was spoken in the Bhagavatam that the three Vedas, the Trayo, refers to three Vedas, sometimes four, but in this case it says three. Upanishad, Tri Upanishad, Chodbish, Sankhya Yogascha Satvatai. Those people engaged in studying yoga and gyan and Upanishads, Vedas, what they cannot imagine that Mother Yasoda, she's taking Krishna on her lap as her son. Samanyatatmaja. So this is a big hint to us that if those were people are studying Upanishads, even Brahma says also in the Brahma Samhita, what is that one verse? Chiram Vichin Ban. You cannot approach Krishna, the jnanis, after hundreds and thousands of years pressing the nose and doing this type of yoga. This is also part of yoga, not just sitting down, but you have to press the nose, Prabhupada said, for hundreds and millions of years. They cannot approach Krishna, the toe of Krishna. How does that verse? Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayoratapi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yat prabhada simnya vichinchatatve govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajam. That Vayoratapi manaso, traveling at the speed of the mind or the wind, Vayoratapi manaso muni pungavanam. Not only munis, but muni pungavanam, the best of munis, they cannot approach Krishna. Pantastu koti shatavatsara. Koti shatavatsara, hundreds, thousands, millions of attempts after unlimited time. They cannot get to this point. But Lord Brahma is experiencing this directly. So another word here, Ananda, fully blissful. Ananda chinmaya rasapati bhavitabhya tabhya jeva nijarupataya kalabhi kaloka eva nivasatya kilatmabhuto. There's another Brahma's prayer. He had realization in the beginning of the universe also when he was born. So those are the verses he spoke, these verses in Brahma Sangita, and they're full of the Siddhanta of our philosophy, and given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This one chapter in the Brahma Sangita, if you read it, your brain will perspire. If you read Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada said one time they should sometimes print the articles of my Guru Maharaj in BTG. Although they won't be able to understand it, it'll make their brain perspire. Still, it will purify. So, I haven't seen recently too many, but maybe we can hope for that. Make your brain perspire. Even if you study Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he gives explanations there, leading up to the prayers of Lord Brahma. Tapas tam tapa etena siddha bhavishyati. Tapas siddha bhavishyati. By great tapasya one can, after great tapasya one can understand this. It's described also by Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers about Lord Brahma. Kalena tibratapasa parishudabhava. That after a long time, Brahma was so surprised to be just sitting on this lotus in the middle of the darkness. But because he's so intelligent, he was able to figure out what to do. From within, he got the tapa. And so he offered those prayers. Ultimately, Prabhupada quotes those prayers also. Bhaktisiddhanta wrote the purport. Prabhupada speaks it, that he realized he's a maidservant of Krishna. That was his realization. All the details were not given, but he had this understanding. So by reading that Brahma Sanghita and getting the purport Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is given, not only he is given, but he's quoting Jiva Goswami there, and sometimes Rupa Vishwanath. And we're getting extra knowledge now. By that knowledge, that's transcendental knowledge. But if one goes and simply studies Upanishads, here, first thing, Prabhupada quotes Upanishad also, Mundaka Upanishad. Nayam atma pavachanena labhyo na vedasa na bahuna shutena. By hearing all the shrutis. Actually, we find that the shrutis themselves personified Vedas in chapter 87. They offer so many wonderful prayers to Krishna. And one of the benedictions that they got was they became the gopis also in Krishna Lila. They begged for this. It's mentioned there. They pleased Krishna in such a way that he gave them this benediction. He said, I don't usually give this benediction, but okay, you can have it. So this is the final benediction, that even the Vedas, they want this to become, to feel this rasa, matra eka rasa, always existing, it's given here, but the word is hidden. Rasovai saha. Vishwanath Chakravarti explained that this is the highest, actually Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was quoting him, that this is, I think he was quoting, but it's Vishwanath Chakravarti said, this is the maximum understanding of Vedas and Upanishads. Echo by rasa, that one has to feel, taste rasa, which by simply studying dry Upanishads, gyan, neti neti, one cannot get this rasa. Rasa malayam, nigam, here it's quoted also, I think, in this purport. We read so many things in this purport. Nigama kalpataror, galitam palam, shuka muka, dhrmita dhavisam yutam, bibata bhagavatam, rasa malayam. So in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, we're being primed that we have to taste rasa. But we cannot taste it with mundane senses. Ashprishta buri mahatmyam, mahatmyam. These great glories are untouched even by these great personalities. So we should also get a hint that we have not studied Upanishads. We're insignificant persons. We cannot speak any Sanskrit, what to speak of study as Upanishads. Harikatha, there's one verse describes that this Upanishads are not so great anyway because they don't give Harikatha. They don't give the real nectar that the devotees are always after. So, Rasamalayam Ahuraho Rasika. In the beginning, even in the beginning of Gita, Rasavarjam Rasopyasya, we're given this hint also about Ras. That one has to get a higher ras. But one who reads Bhagavatam, Navayajano Jatu Katanchana Vrajan, Mukunda Sevan Varanga Sangsatim, it is said by Narad Muni when he was giving instruction to, in the beginning to Vyasadeva, not that he needs encouragement, but he was giving encouragement like that. He's saying, even if someone reads this, even if someone becomes a bhakta, if he gets a tiny taste, he will not forget that taste. Rasagraho jana. He will again want to come back. Even if he falls in maya, he'll again always want to, because otherwise this material world is just a simply dry, horrible place. No ras. Arasagya kakachuse gyanim bale. Even those Upanishad scholars, they have no ras. Kaka. Kaviraj Goswami compares them to the kaka. Chuse, the crows chewing the bitter neem fruits. As opposed to devotees, kokil, they're like the cuckoo birds. They take the mango buds, sweet mango buds of this taste. So again and again, Prabhupada is, even at the very end, we can see we're only 12, 13 verses from the end. So Prabhupada's enforcing, that the end of this purport. Mahamunikate kimba parayishvaraha sadyo hridya vrujate chakitibhi sushubhish takshanat. Immediately will be established in the heart this by reading the Bhagavatam. So he's saying the more we read the Bhagavatam, even it's imperfectly done. What is that verse? A revolution? Tad bhagvasago janatagla vipavo yasmin pati shlokam abhadavatyapi. Pati shlokam, every shloka. Kaviraj Goswami says, pati shloki, pati akshare. Not only every shloka, every syllable. Nana arta kai. It's unlimited. Arta, artadam. This human form is known as artadam. Prabhupada quotes that in the beginning here. Komaram achara pragyat dharma bhagavatani ha. What is it? Dulabha manasam janma tad ap yadruvam artadam. Prabhupada is in every introduction of every book, this verse is quoted. That from the beginning, koma aramachara pragya dharma bhagavatani. From your time, you're a little boy. I don't see too many little boys, there's a couple. There's a lot of little boys around here. They should be studying Bhagavatam. This is Prabhupada's instruction. Prabhupada is acharya. Mandaleshwar told a very instructive pastime. Of course, it was Prabhupada's instructive pastime, but at least he conveyed it to us nicely, wonderfully, because he was there. Prabhupada went to the Gurukula in 1974 in Dallas, and the boys were being primed, those who didn't hear that pastime. It's worthy of repetition. So when he came, some of the boys were girls, also less than five, I think, even. They were sometimes sent at four, three. And the devotees, the teachers, they would ask them something, and somebody would recite a shloka. One of the kids probably said, no, not like that. He said, dharma kshetre, kura kshetre. From beginning to end, he wanted to learn those verses. He said something like, I want two chapters memorized in the next 3 days or something. Prabhupada set a very high standard. So somehow were they, Lakshmana, you were there? They were able to cram 24 shlokas or something. After a few days, they recited it. Prabhupada, so when they finished the 24, they couldn't do any more. And Prabhupada said, where's the rest? I said, two chapters. So, komaramachara pragya, dharma bhagavatanya. So, this is artadam, this is a real arta, nana arta kai. Therefore, it says again and again, nashta preshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya, bhagavat uttama shloki, bhakti bhavati. If it's to be established, it has to be done. There's one conversation, so Prabhupada was disturbed by people falling away. He said, there should be 24-hour Bhagavatam class. So, nityam means 24-hour. Nityam can mean regularly. So, Sanskrit language is such that it has a lot of meanings in one word. How long can you talk about the word ananta? Namo deva damo dara ananta vishnu. We just heard it. Namo deva damo dharananta vishno prasira prabho dukha jalabdi magnam kripa drishti vishtati dinam batano grihaneshamam. It's unlimited. Namanyanantasya hatatra papatan gushyani badrani nardmuni is always glorifying the ananta. It's unlimited. Ananta himself, who's Krishna, cannot reach the end. Samaveshiti nasha param. Shesho, he's ananta. Shesho means there's always something left. Shesh. Means unlimited, it means limited. Unlimited also. But it means also that there's always something more. He cannot reach the limit. Param, nasha param. He cannot reach the limit of glorification of Krishna. Just like Prabhupada, and we you discussed it yesterday, was it? Or it was Nagaraj, Prabhupada. For a long time, nobody wanted to watch that video, but then it was shown Prabhupada's there. Final lesson, and he's very weak, so weak, indescribably weak, materially weak. But by contrast, he's still speaking perfectly Bhagavatam. Just practically a few moments, you could say, before just leaving. And he's giving that yesterday's purport in the video. So, Nivritata, there's another verse there by Narad Muni where he's speaking to Vyasadeva. Nivritata sukam. Ananta parasha nivritata sukam. Only those who are, the sukam can only be really realized by those who are retired from all material activities. Paramahansa. That's given also in one of the first verses that, what is it? Dharma projita kaitavo paramo nirmatsananam. What's the second line? Vajam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayan mulanam shimad bhagavate mamunikate. Then Prabhupada quoted the rest. But in the beginning of that verse, it said, nirmatsananam satam. Satam refers to devotees. So here also the word is satya, first one, eternal. In the Garbha Stuti, we read it recently, not too long ago. It deserves to be read. It's funny because you want to read all these verses every single day, but there's no time. Even Dravid has been trying to read all the verses, but even he can't do it. And Pran Govinda, he's been trying also. Can you read all the verses? No, but it is said that in Rasa Lila, we're speaking here Rasa, the word Rasa, but that during Rasa Lila dance, which is going on Nityam, of course, simultaneously all the music's going on, all the different stratas, ragas, are all going on simultaneously, Krishna and Balaram. That's described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta in the purports in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this is going on. And recently I was, anyway, you won't hear about the Rasa Lila quite yet, but but the word Rasa is there. We're aspiring for Rasa. And the word is, but we're speaking here of Satya. Satyavratam, the Garbha Stuti, the first verse. Satyavratam, Satyaparam, Tri Satyam, Satyasyayonin, Hitam. This word is used about 8 or 9 times. Satyavratam, that Krishna is his vow, that he's never fails. Achutam, Advaiti, Achuti, Anadi, Ananta, Rupam. Achuti, never falls down. He's the source, Advaiti, Achuti, Ananta, Rupam, of all these incarnations. Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Tishtanana Vatara Makaro Bhuvaneshikintu Swayam Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapuman. So he is the Paramapuman. All these various Vishnu Murtis are all coming from. This is what Brahma is seeing. And the time, even in his realization, he says, I can't say anything. Janandeva Janantu Kimbahuktanam Manasova Basovacho Amanava Vana Manasagochara. It's beyond even Brahma, Adi Kavaye. He's the original wise man, the original poet of the universe. He cannot express anything. He says, I don't know anything. Gane priyasamudra pashyanamandeva. You just have to give up all your speculation and just. So by this meditation, how that meditation came about is described in Brahma Samhita also. That the mantra is described. The Kama Gayatri and the other mantras of Gayatri Mantra. This is what Brahma heard. And by that mantra, he was able to see. Shrutekshita pato nananata pungsam. He described that in his own prayer, in the Brahma's prayer for creative energy. Shrutekshita. You want to see? Ikshite. It's described in the Gita that one can see, but he has to first hear. Shute ekshita patuna nano, what is that verb? You know. Yad yad diya ta uragaya vibhavayanti ta tad vipu pranayase sadhanu ubrahaya. So we want that meditation, but at first we have to hear. So they heard that. By reading, we also hear. Bhakta Shruta Gahitaya. Prabhupada quoted the verse that Shuddhadana Muneo, Sashuddhadanasya Vivardamana. There's another Shraddha verse. But Shraddha means also, it's not just some faith, but it means enthusiasm. So, and it's increasing. The more it increases, the more enthusiasm increases, then more we get realization. It's our own fault. If we don't have realization, then we have no enthusiasm. Utsahanishya daya tat tat karma pravartana. Rupa Goswami is giving basic, these are the basics. Utsahanishya, determination. And patience. I don't get it, but then I have to go back again and get more enthusiasm. Prabhupada said, be enthusiastic. How do I get enthusiasm? Be enthusiastic. How do I get like that? Sincerity. Be sincere. Be intelligent. You should be intelligent. Prabhupada said, you should be intelligent. He was doing some yajna in L.A. in 1973, and something was going on. You could hear it, and Prabhupada says, you should be intelligent. They were asking Prabhupada, should we open the curtain now? And Prabhupada said, we should be intelligent. So then, well, how do we be intelligent? So then you come back to the books. And I'm going to be intelligent. Prabhupada's already intelligent. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're already intelligent. We just catch on, just like someone on a bicycle or a scooter, well, skateboards. Sometimes they catch the back of the bus, you get a lot of fumes. But still, maybe you can find an electronic vehicle or something. You'll go fast. Just catch on. Catch hold. So we have to catch hold of the Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishihi. Ooh, Uttama Shloka. What is that? Anyway. This Bhagavatam is equal to all the Vesta Vedas. Therefore, Kimba Parai Ishvara Sadhyo. What is the use? There's no need of any other Shastra. We got the Bhagavatam. You read Chaitanya Charita, what do you get? Bhagavatam. You get more special, but you get Bhagavatam, a lot of Bhagavatam. You get it through Krishnadas Kaviraj also. Even nice. Ananta. And Ananta is described there. Nayam deho deha bajam naloke kashtan kamana hate vidbujam ye. Tapo dibhyam putra ke yena sadvad shud yad yasmat brahma sokyam anantam. You want Ananta, but first part has, you can't. Arda kukuti nyaya doesn't work. We tried it many times. I mean, you want to take the front end. Or the back end, because it get nice. Oh, Bhagavatam is so nice. But what about the front end? The front end says, Tapo Dibgam. Rishabhdev is telling his sons, don't act like hogs. Stool-eating hogs. So it means that any time we can fall back and become stool-eating hog. Then you'll get Brahmasokyam Anantam. You'll get that Ananta. And Sukham, an unlimited happiness. Interesting word, buri. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in the garden and the king, Prataparudra, came, he quoted that one shloka from the gopis. Buri jana, buri jana. You are the most merciful. Buri da, what is it? Buri da. How does it start? Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kaviberiditam kalmasapaham shavanamangalam shimaradatam. Bhavigananti ye borida jana. Mahaprabhu embraced the king. Previously the king was feeling like, I'm going to just give up my kingdom, kill myself, I can't get in touch with you. But he was so humble and so pure that, do you think that Lord Chaitanya didn't know he came disguised? Of course he's so intoxicated that he doesn't know. If he doesn't want to know who the king is, then it's kind of funny actually. He embraced the king. You are Burida. You are the most merciful, most merciful. You are giving. Buri means, there's other times this Buri is used where it's giving unlimited mercy. So, okay. Or over time. Ananta. We reached Ananta. Please. The class is not enough. I'm definitely limited, Prabhupada told me specifically. Everyone else may still be unlimited, but I'm definitely limited. Any comments? Prawns again.
Let him have it
fast.
So Lord Krishna's preaching to Uddhava says that there are 8 primary cities and I possess them.
Siddhis, not New York City, but Siddhis.
I said cities. I have it in superlative degree. But in this purport it states that the expansions are not like the cities the yogi exhibit. What's the difference there?
Pavartate yatra tamastha teo. Nayatra sattvam nacha kala vikrama.
Sanatana Goswami Pada actually explained this, what he's asking. He says that, he gave an example, like when Krishna expanded himself, what does that mean? So I was trying yesterday, I put my both hand and see if one hand likes the other hand. So after a while I see that actually it's getting boring, it's not really attractive. Like you hold two hands and say, oh, I love you, see if you can go on. So when Krishna expanded, what does that mean? He expanded
that.
Like his two hands, like two separate. How is this? He's so fascinated. Sobari Muni, what he says, Sobari Muni, he expanded into 50. But to satisfy the 50 princes of Mandata king. But what the main person Sobari Muni was doing, others are copying. When Narad Muni went to Dwarka, he interviewed the queens and he saw that each individual palace is different zone. Some are playing with dice, some are like doing puja, some are Krishna is playing with the children. Completely different time zone, different lila.
Time zone.
Yeah, like one is the morning, another is noontime, another is evening. Narad Muni was surprised. Wow.
They didn't have jet lag then when you go from.
But each, Krishna allowed him to see that. But each queen had a very deep emotional feeling. Even Narad Muni asked this question, Sanatana Goswami Pada gives that. Oh, how do you feel about your husband married 16,107 beside you? He said, I know, but he never leaves me. I'm so indebted. Even for a moment, he never went to the other queen. I wonder about it and I always feel guilty about it. So I said, would you like any other husband better than... Oh no, we cannot even imagine that how much affection Krishna gives. Each queen, Rukmini, Satyabhama, they felt so complete that they never ever desired to have another husband can be as good as Krishna. This completeness, Sobari Muni could not do it.
I don't know if that's his question. His question is like,
the 8 Siddhi.
He knows that, but he's trying to say...
It's not the 8 Siddhi power. So let's give an example. In the Vrindavan forest, that Krishna himself expanded as a Subal. But he's going, hey Subal, let's fight. So he's fighting with Sridham. So they're fighting and then I defeated you. If you think of technically the Siddhi, it does not apply here. He is telling Sridham that I defeated you. But who is Sridham for 1 year, this chapter? It's Krishna himself. But this is not true. Rasa Boisha, that when Sobari Muni was enjoying, he was not enjoying like a two separate person as a two different relishment. He was relishing the same thing. But Krishna is enjoying as a Sridham, Krishna is enjoying as a Krishna. This is the most phenomenal. That's why Prabhupada quote this verse, Rasam Rasa Vaishaha Rasami Ayam Labdha Anandi Bhavati.
Pati Bhavi Tabi, Tabi Yej Nijarupataya Kalabi. Even though they're Kala, they're still Nija. Ekopi Soda Chayatam Jagadanda Yachaktira. What is it? Jagadanda Chayan Andantara Stapanamanu. He's there in every atom along with all his energy, all his power. He's there in every atom, not just in our heart, every atom within our body. And there are probably quite a few. I haven't counted recently. He's there along with all of his potencies, enjoying all that. with the speaker.
Not only that, even Prabhupada says in one morning walk that one devotee says, what do you mean he enters into that? And Prabhupada says, he's not alone there.
Yeah, he's not
and
alone.
And then he says he's with all his entourage.
Right.
I was thinking, wow, in every atom, there's a Golok Vrindavan in every atom.
I rest my case.
And I just read in third canto, Prabhupada says, so Krishna is also in the heart of pig, and Krishna can manifest Vaikuntha in the heart of a pig or dog. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now how am I going to see less or more? So this is inconceivable.
Anything over here? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam.